Afternoon, folks. I nearly said morning, and I realise it isn't. It's afternoon. It's gone 12 o'clock. Just a quick update. Oh, what's that saying to me now? Hang on. Thank you, phone. 20% of battery. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Shush. Sorry about that. My phone just came up with a 20% of battery remaining thing. Right. I'll get back to my boo now. A couple of things to update you on. First of all, Kate went back to the vets yesterday to do with her anal gland abscess that she had. She's been on antibiotics since last Thursday, I think it was. It was Thursday I took her, wasn't it? Yes, I think it was. And the vet looked at it. It was the same vet, which was good. And he looked at it and he said that it was clearing up nicely. He said he was going to give her 5 more days of antibiotics because he said 10 days for an anal gland abscess isn't uncommon. It's perfectly normal. But of course, bless her, what he did yesterday was, sorry about this, I hope you're not eating your lunch when you listen to this. What he did yesterday was squeezed it to get rid of some of the gunk out of it. And of course, it must have been really painful because she was yelping and jumping and I was holding her head this time, which I think calmed her down somewhat, but it still must have been really unpleasant because she's such a placid natured dog. Nothing phases her normally, but it must have been really painful because she was jumping and crying and, oh, it was horrible. Awful to see her in distress. I hate it. So he got quite a bit out. He said, I haven't got all of it out. He said, but I've got a fair bit. He said, I won't. Charlie, stop throwing food out your dish. Stop doing that. No. No. He said, even, you know, as well trained as she is, all dogs have their tolerance levels and I don't want to push it. So that was that. He got as much of it out as he could, and I've got to take her back next week for another checkup on it and see how it is. So that was that. So she's got more antibiotics, but luckily she eats them quite happily because they're palatable ones. So she's quite happy to eat those. I haven't got to force them down her throat, which is good. So that's her. And the other thing is about the birdies. We've tried something this morning. We've moved Banjo upstairs, which might sound a bit strange, but we don't think he likes other parrots being around. I think he, because he's 7 and he is very human oriented rather than bird oriented. He's used to being around people, not other birds. So he's just not keen on the other parrots. His beak's been pushed out of joint majorly. And he's not keen on me, even though I haven't done anything to him. And if I'm sat in the room with him, he will either sit quietly or he will let out this high-pitched screech, which actually hurts. It's not very nice. It hurts your ears. So I said to Chris, Charlie,
hello?
Get off your dish. Go on, off it. You're throwing all your food everywhere. Stop doing that. I just changed it. Stop standing in your dish, you silly bird. No. No. Right. Thank you. Thank you. So, I said to Chris, shall we try him upstairs? Because Chris spends a lot of time upstairs on the computer. So I thought, well, never mind Joy. Come here. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's it. Charlie wants a head scratch. Hello. That's it. A head scratch now. That's what you wanted. Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good boy. Oh, lovely boy, yeah. Oh, he says, oh, is that nice? Oh, yeah. Oh, bless him. Yeah, it's because I'm scratching him and he goes all soppy, don't you? You go all soppy on me. Eh? Oh. Anyway, this boo's gone off track. Yeah, sweetie. Yes, darling. Yes, that's it. Yes. Good boy. So, hello. We just took him upstairs. We've put him in the smaller cage, which Smokey was in. So Smokey is currently sitting on top of his original cage. And Banjo is up in the computer room, which is also our spare room. So when guests come to stay, you'll have to be brought back down here. Not that he'll do anything at night, of course, but... And as far as I know, he seems perfectly happy up there. And at the moment, Smokey and Charlie seem happy down here. Smokey's quiet at the moment, but he has... Oh, Banjo's whistling up there now. He has been going mad. He's been whistling and shouting and doing all his little things, because I thought it might set him back a bit, putting him in a different cage again. But it doesn't seem to have at the moment, so we're going to just try it and see if it helps. Oh, that's Smokey. See if it helps Banjo at all. Hello, hello.
Hello,
Banjo.
Charlie's
very vocal, as you can hear.
Hello, Banjo.
Yeah. Oh, that was Smokey. Oh, there he goes. Look. Oh. Oh, that was Charlie whistling. Now, I don't know whether Smokey is actually calling Banjo because he can hear him further away, or whether he's happier because Banjo's not around. I really don't know. It's a strange one. But we're going to try this for a time and see how it goes, as it were. So, our Smokey bird. Oh, Charlie. Oh, interacting. Are you interacting?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Are you, hello.
Hello, lovey.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Charlie's talking. You're talking to people on audio boo now. Are you?
Hello, lovey.
Hello. Oh, that's the phone. Telephone. Telephone. Right, I'll stop this boo now and I'll speak to you all later. You're laughing. Are you laughing? Yeah. Are you laughing? Aww. Yes. That's it. But Charlie seems a bit more animated as well. It's strange. Very odd. Oh, Smokey. Wow. Oh, wow. Now, that's something we haven't heard for a while. Wow. Anyway, folks. That's a very interesting boo. Yes. Are you laughing? Yes. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm going to leave this now, post it up, and probably get a couple of comments on this, and I will speak to you all later. Bye-bye.